生意啊，听得懂我的国语。因为我的国语跟客家话差不多。刚才看到了些年轻人啊唱歌的时候。
We just saw the young people singing.
忽然之间有一种感动。
And that was very good.
觉得年轻多么好。
How wonderful is you?
啊，我每一次看到年轻人，我总觉得自己是同辈。
我
觉得是跟他们一起的。然后看到啊、成年人，我总觉得我是后辈。啊，看到了些啊、牧师了，我一向非常的尊敬，因为牧师一路都是我的长辈。但是最近慢慢发觉。
But recently, I gradually discovered.
这是年轻人看到我，好像没有把我看成是同辈。然后看到一些牧师的时候啊，我一看到牧师，我就已经很尊敬了。
When I see a pastor, I often show respect.
但是呢，有时候我到一些教会去，就发现那些牧师也对我很尊敬。
Also
啊、因为那些牧师原来已经比较我年轻。原来越来年纪越大。那、这是生命的无可奈何。啊、但是、在、这个生命一路的过程里面。我一路都到不断到每个不同的地方，希望去经验这个人生。年纪慢慢过了，大了。
As my age, go by.
但是我看到的世界也越来越多。
And the world that I've seen more and more things.
走遍这个人间万水千山。
When I go through many different places of the world.
也发觉人间是有很多的苦难。
And I discovered there's a lot of suffering in the world.
好像也是很无可奈何的。
And it's something that we cannot do anything about.
但是我就立刻想到一个形象。
But then immediately I will think of a vision.
那是在马太福音第九章第35-36节。
And that is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 and 36.
第九章35-36节。
Chapter 9, verse 35 and 36.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
And Jesus was going about all the cities and the villages.Teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and downcast, like sheep without a shepherd.
走遍各城各乡。
Jesus was going about all the cities and villages.
这里给我的形象是耶稣不是站在讲台上的。
Here gives me a vision that Jesus was not just standing by the pulpit.
耶稣也不是坐在上面听。
And neither is he sitting down there and listening.
耶稣的形象跟我们现在是不一样。
The vision of the Lord is quite different from what we're doing.
我们是站在讲台上。
We are standing by the pulpit.
或者坐在下面。
Or sitting down there.
但是耶稣呢是在动的。
But Jesus was moving.
他一路跑遍不同的地方，是个没有停下来的形象。但是我们就是好像比较静态的形象，都在听，都在讲。用广东话讲，就是我们口水是很多的。但是呢，我们走出去的这个行动就很小。
But our action of going out is limited.
我在教会很多年
I've been in church for many years.
在基督教里面也工作了很多年
And I have worked within the church many years.
但是我没有太多的经验，就是这种走遍各城各乡
I have not had much experience of going about them in different places.
像耶稣一样。
Like the Lord Jesus.
我只有一次这样的经验。
Only once did I have this kind of experience.
这是在非洲。
And that was in Africa.
那时候非洲的那些工作人员用车子送我们到那些农村去。我们不是把那些农村人找来听我们讲道，而是我们去。
But we went over there.
那个车子坐四个小时啊。
We rode in the car for 4 hours.
啊，从这里可以到 Toronto 了。但是这四个小时这个车子都是颠沛的一个车子，不是 freeway。
We were driving not on freeway but on very rapid road.
好了，一路这个颠沛，一路就好像按摩一样。
我 feel like we're being massaged. 啊，
所以我们说我们在坐一个按摩车啊。四个小时就是这样的，在很多的很多洞的路上走。然后呢，那些啊，还有锋利的按摩，就打开窗的风很大，就这个链就可以按摩了。
And then if you open the window, the wind was so strong, then you seem to have a massage on your face.
啊，但每当我们一下车的时候
，Every time I went down the car.
我们有些人就问了，有没有 screw driver 啊？有没有？我不知道国语怎么叫这个螺丝胚啊，广东话叫。
Every time I came down the car, someone would ask if we had screw driver.
啊，因为我们全身都闪了。
Because since our whole body is getting hot. 啊，
就要把那个用 screw driver 把它弄好一点。这个是我真的体会了啊！这个走很远的路去一些农村里面的工作是怎么样的？
So I experienced a little bit. What is it like to go to a faraway village and try to work there?
啊，我们不是叫那些农村的贫穷的人到大城听福音。
We did not invite these poor villages to come to a city.
而是我们要跑到他们那里去。
But rather, we have to go into their midst.
我们车子一到啊。
Time that we arrived,
很多小孩子就跑过来。
Many children came over.
他们都是很贫穷，没有衣服穿的那种小孩子。
They were very poor, hardly with any clothing.
还有壁纸又壁退了这个
壁水啊。
但是他们就用很友善的这个很童真的样子看着我们。
But they look so simple and pure.
当我们停了一会儿，车子驶到另外的地方。孩子们都在后面跑。
And the children will run after us.
我发现他们跑得快得不得了。
And they ran very, very fast.
像羚羊一样。
Like the goat.
难怪那个戏运会了，那些黑人跑得那么好。
No wonder in Olympic races, the African people ran so well.
他们特别非洲来的，很多时候跑那些长跑都是很厉害。
They have the long jump races.
原来他们常常追羚羊。
They always chasing after goats.
也追我们的车子。
And they also chase after our car.
这是一个我跑要跑到一个不同的地方这样的经验。
That was an experience I had to run to another place.
就好像耶稣是走遍各城各乡。
Just like our Lord Jesus is going about our cities and villages.
他不只是在一个建筑物里面。
He did not remain within the building.
而是他跑出去。
But rather he ran out.
他跑到哪里？
Wherever he went.
他把爱带到哪里？
He brought his love with him.
他把天国的福音带到哪里？
He brought them the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他在哪里医治各种不同的病？
He would heal all their diseases.
也在会堂里面教训人。
And he would teach in their synagogues.
宣讲天国的福音。
He proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他把福音带出来。
He brought about.
但是他也有行动的。
And of course, he also had action.
他是爱哪里的人。
He loved those people.
他关心哪里的人。
He was concerned for them.
他疫病赶鬼。
He would heal their disease and cast out the demons.
所以他也是有行动去解除人的苦难。
So he used a lot of activity to try to solve their problem.
我发现耶稣的行动是真的有身体的行动。
And his action was his action with his body.
不只是讲啊。
It wasn't just preaching.
他用他的手去医病。
He used his hands to heal them.
一些麻风病人来了。
Those with leprosy came to him.
耶稣摸他们。
He would touch them.
摸一个人是爱的一个表现。
To touch means to love.
但是麻风病人，你敢摸他吗？
But do you dare to touch a leper?
我们说就是看到一些像艾滋病的，你觉得也还要跑远一点。
Now nowadays you think of those as AIDS, and maybe you want to shy away from them.
你肯摸他吗？
Are you willing to touch him?
你肯爱他吗？
Are you willing to love him?
耶稣是这样做。
Jesus did that.
这是真的爱。
This is true love.
他的身体有行动的。
So he had action.
他是去医病。
He healed the disease.
他也赶鬼。
Demons.
他也用他的手来骂病。
He used his hands to break the bed.
开始这个在最后晚餐的时候，他用他的手来骂病。
The last supper, he used his hands to break the bread.
他也用他的手来洗脚。
And he used his hands to wash the disciples' feet.
我们当我们讲爱的时候，
When we talk about love,
我们有用多少我们真的身体的行动去帮助人？
How much do we use our body, part of the body, to really bring out the action?
还是只是有口水而已？
Or rather, we just talk.
那时候耶稣看到那些人困苦流离。
When Jesus saw those people that they were distressed, and they were downcast.
流离是没有方向的人。
They were downcast. They had no direction.
好像羊没有牧羊人一样。
Just like sheep without a shepherd.
人的痛苦不一定是在很贫穷的地方。
You know, man's suffering is not necessary poverty.
在很富裕的地方，
Sometimes in a wealthy place,
人也是很痛苦的。
A man could be very sorrowful.
人是没有方向的。
A man may have no direction.
我在北美跑过很多地方。
I've been to many different places in Northern America.
北美是这个世界上最丰富的地方。
This is the most prosperous place in the world.
但是我也看到很多流离的人。
And yet I also see many downcast.
他们眼中是空虚的。
You look into their eyes, they look empty.
他们是没有做人的方向。
They do not know the direction of life.
我看到很多人就主要还是为了工作而生存。
I would see many people, they seem to just live for work.
为了房子而生存。
They live for a house.
他天天就这样工作，这样生存。
And they will work day by day, do the same thing.
你问他是为了什么？
And you ask him why.
他讲不出来。
He had no answer.
他只能够说我会了供这个房子吧。
He said, oh, I have to make the payment.
那么供完这个房子又会什么？
And what then after you make the payment?
他也真的说不出来。
He had no answer.
他最大的人生意义
greatest meaning of his life,
就是要找到一个 long weekend.
To find a long weekend.
那么把车子驶到比较好风景的地方住一两个晚上。
Drive to some beautiful place and spend one or two nights there.
像这样的人也好像羊没有牧羊人。没有牧羊人。
These are also like the downcast, like sheep without a shepherd.
他们不知道他生命是为了什么的。
They do not know what is life.
生命不能安顿。
They don't seem to have a settled in their life.
我也曾经流浪到欧洲。
Of course, I have wandered around in Europe.
是东欧、西欧。
Eastern Europe and Western Europe.
体会西方文明的最高的表现。
I try to experience the highest Western civilization.
但是在西欧我就发现了西欧的人不太快乐的。
In Western Europe, I found people there didn't seem to be very happy.
西欧是纸醉金迷啊。
And they just live in a lot of material things.
那些在德国、法国，它很繁荣。
In Germany, in France, very prosperous.
但是也要啃到那些碰头的人。
You see a lot of puns.
他们就很空虚地坐在那些大的广场。
It seemed so empty. They were sitting around with big gatherings.
也坐在那些的大教堂前面。
Or they would sit right in front of a big church.
有些人有时候也跑过来。
Sometimes they would come over.
因为看到我们了。
Because they saw us.
当我穿得像一个流浪汉的时候，没有人过来的。
When I dress like a wanderer, they wouldn't come over me.
其他人也很看不起的。
Because many would despise
them. 跑到酒店也把我赶走。
If I go to the hotel, they would chase me away.
后来我就决定改了，穿些好一点的衣服。
So I changed my mind and I dressed more nicely.
因为我有一件比较贵的衬衣。
I have one more expensive shirt.
那我就穿那一个。
So I put that on.
然后穿了那一个呢，酒店的人就对我客气得多。
And the people in the hotel show a different face altogether.
而且我把我的相机背着拿着，他们就对我客气了。
And I hold on to my camera, and they seem very polite.
就以为我是日本的游客。
In Japanese tours.
所以我有一次我穿流浪汉的衣服，但是拿着两个相机跟那个 video.
One time I was dressed like a wanderer, and I had two cameras and video.
在接客的时候，那个酒店差不多把我赶走。
And at that moment, the people in the the hotel almost chased me away.
后来看看我原来拿着两个有钱的东西，很贵的东西。
立刻
那个面就变了，变成很好笑容。
Smiling.
然后说 ，Do you have a lot of money？
还
问我有没有钱？他在本来说没有房间了，走。
At first he said we have no room.
后来看清楚一点。
But then he looked more carefully.
你有钱啊？
Oh,
还有房间。
Oh yes, you still have.
那我要把我 Visa 卡拿出来给他看看。
Show him my Visa card.
他立刻就笑了。
Smile.
所以我的流浪还是好一点。我是带着 Visa 卡去流浪。但是当我穿得好一点的时候，
when I dress more than that,
跑到欧洲很多广场，
I went over to Europe to
那些喷就跑过来了，
and those punks will come toward me,
就向我要钱。
They would, ask money.
然后我说，我觉得为什么我要给钱你们？你们是欧洲住的，应该是很丰富吧。
Why should you ask me for money? You Europeans ought to be very
poor. 但是他们不是没有钱的。
It's not that they didn't have money.
但是他们是没有方向。
But they had no direction.
他们到处流浪。
They just wandering about.
把钱用光了。
They would spend all their money.
就要钱。
And then they would have.
他说很好你给我钱，我替你拍个三片。
He said, you just give me some money, I'll take picture for you.
就是就叫我替他拍个三片做回纪念。
He asked me to take a picture of him so that I can keep it.
那我也没有什么兴趣拍他们的相片。
I was not interested at
all. 但是我就留意到他们心灵里面的空虚。
But I could notice the emptiness in their heart.
跑到东欧就比较好一点。
When I went over to Eastern Europe, it was better.
东欧有更多的那一些的西方比较好的传统跟文明。
In Eastern Europe, I find a much better Western tradition and civilization there.
但是晚上我开始看到那些很多少年人呢，就穿了那些皮衣在大吵大闹。
Then at night, I would see many young people. They were dressed in the fur, and then they were making a lot of noise.
我开始发现那种西欧的空虚已经带到东欧去了。
And I discovered the emptiness in Western Europe has already brought into Eastern Europe.
在丰富的地方，人还是空虚的。
You know, even in a prosperous country, men can be empty.
这是流离的人。
These are the downcast.
同时也有困苦的人。
And then there are those who are distressed.
困苦是什么？
What is a distress?
人生本身就可能困苦。
Life is distressful.
好像病。
For example, we get sick.
好像老。
We get old.
好像儿女不孝。
Sometimes the children do not obey.
好像父母不和谐。
Sometimes couples they do not get along.
好像心中怨恨。
You have hatred in your heart.
这些都是折磨人的。
And all of this really hurt us.
人在这里面受苦了。
And men suffer under all these circumstances.
人生的痛苦好像是也没有办法能够逃过。
We seem to have no escape from these kind of distresses.
我的孩子才四岁的时候。
When my child was 4 years old.
那个男孩子是笨笨的。
The little boy looked a bit dumb.
但是有时候又好像很有智慧。
And he sometimes looked very wise.
就是他很喜欢巴哈跟这个贝多芬的音乐。
He would like the music of Bach and Beethoven.
但是有一天我听到他在外面早上的时候听到他在听这个 living room 他在讲话。
One day I heard him in the morning speaking in the living room.
他说快乐知多少。
He said, how much happiness do I know?
我怎么我的四岁的孩子已经了解人生。
How is it that 4 years old understand a bit about life?
快乐知多少。
He said, how much happiness do I know?
难道他真的有哲学的智慧。后来我问一下为什么讲这样的话。我的妈妈告诉我。
My mother told me.
原来今天妈妈教了他一些诗歌。
Because grandma had taught him some.
说春眠不觉晓，处处闻啼鸟夜来风雨声，快乐知多少？不是快乐，是快乐知多少？ you just don't know how many flowers fall down last night, and then the term the falling flowers is the same as happiness. So you just don't know how many flowers fall down. It seems that you just don't know how much happiness you have in your life. So this make me misunderstood what he mean and happy and felt that my boy, a stubborn and stupid boy, suddenly can understand the wisdom of life. 困苦不单是人生的这种的生老病死这种痛苦。
The stress is not limited to life, the problem of age, of sickness.
同时也是贫穷、饥饿、落后、压迫、被侮辱的痛苦。
But it also includes poverty or hunger. It includes being suppressed, being despised.
我在非洲的时候见到我的车子驶过一些地方。
When I was in Africa, once our car
stalled.
I saw many children, only 6 or 7 years old, and they were coming with some oxen. We were having lunch.
叫了一些鸡,
we had some chicken.
But
the first time I discovered that some of the chicken you just can't bite it.
This one probably called 橡皮鸡吧.
Almost
tastes
like rubber.
We never tasted that kind.
Try to bite into it, it's always there. Just like 1 year
ago
during lunch, some meat I couldn't eat it.
但是我们也不吃就不好意思。
Of course, we didn't want to, not eat it.
因为他们非洲人给我们最好的东西吧。
Because they already serve us the best.
有一个酋长，他拿一些很不好吃的羊肉让我们吃。
A leader gave me some lamb meat.
那些味道是很馊啊，国语怎么烧？很烧啊。
It tastes very sugary.
还有些很烧的汤让我们喝。
And also some soup.
我就把这些全都吃下去。然后叫他拿这个骨头一路咬，就让那个酋长不要再给他。后来我把这些都吃了都喝了，我都没有问题了。但是这是那个鸡我没有办法。
原封不动，后来我说还是要抱歉，我不能吃，不能咬得出来那些肉。然后那个工作人员就把那个鸡包起来，然后再上路。原途看到了一些孩子，他把车子停下来，叫孩子过来。那些孩子本来样子很
miserable
就是很是在做的很苦的孩子，他跑过来。当他拿到那个鸡的时候，他立刻变成很好的笑脸。那个工作人员说，这些孩子一天都没有饭吃的。
他叫晚饭吃一点点，他们都很瘦，所以他们都很瘦。拿到这个鸡的时候，他们快乐的不得了。但是那是我们吃不下的东西。 我记得台湾有一些人送炭到那个泰国北面，到台北啊。
I know some people from Taiwan and they send coal.
The so-called send coal 就是to bring love to
to
Thailand.
Yeah.
那时候那些地方的人也是很贫穷。
Those are people great poverty.
很饥饿哈。
啊，
那么有一些台湾人就说，为什么你们不吃老鼠？
啊，
那些医生说老鼠是很有益的哈。
啊，
你们饿的时候可以把老鼠也吃了就好了。但是那些人说老鼠早都吃光了。啊，现在老鼠都没有了。现在给我们吃了。你奇怪到哪个地方没有老鼠啊？
It's amazing that you could not find.
因为老鼠都在肚子里面。
Because they're all in man's stomach.
那么这是饥饿。
This is real hunger.
这是贫穷。
It's poverty.
在孟加拉，当我到一些贫民区的时候。
When I was in Bangladesh in some of the slum area.
我一下车就看到漫天的苍蝇。
As soon as I went down the car, I saw all the flies flying.
然后呢，就看到很多没有衣服穿的孩子。
There are many children without clothes.
就在这个沟渠里面拿一些野子喝来吃。
They were down there in those water puddles, and they were trying to bring up the shell of
coconut.
Coconut.
原来有些人就把那些椰子啊，就把它破了，就喝了里面的椰汁啊。
Someone had opened the coconut and drank the coconut.
然后喝完就把这个壳就掉在沟渠里面。
And the shell was just dumped away.
那孩子立刻铲到沟渠里面，把那个椰子壳拿出来。
And children would climb down there and pick up this.
把上面的苍蝇赶走。
And they would chase away all the flies.
把里面的肉拿出来吃。
They would spoon all the meat.
因为他们都是很饥饿的人。
They were so hungry.
在孟加拉了每一年都有60万到70万的5岁之下的孩子死。
In Bangladesh, every year there are over 500,000 to 600,000children that die of hunger.
因为饥饿，也因为病。那些苍蝇都在那个椰子壳上面。
Because the flies are everywhere.
他要赶走那些苍蝇才吃东西。
He had to chase away the flies to eat the coconut.
你不小心，一个苍蝇也吃进去的。
If you're not careful, you might just eat.
我也试过在那些农村吃东西的时候。
It happened to me when I was eating.
用手吃是比较好啊。
It's better to eat.
你一路拿着它啊。
So you take hold of.
苍蝇就不能过来。
And the flies won't come.
否则一不小心拿了个苍蝇就掉。送到喉里面去了。
Otherwise, carelessly, you might just pick up the fly and eat.
所以我是很小心，一路这样来吃。
So I try to be very careful and move around quickly.
结果我没有事情，我没有病。
I didn't get sick.
但是这很多孩子就病死了。
But many of the children just died of an illness, isn't it?
而且有15,000个孩子每一年是盲了眼睛。
And every year there are 150,000 children blind.
因为他们营养不够。
Because of the lack of nutrition.
营养不够而盲眼睛，你真很难想象。
Because of malnutrition and they become blind.
什么东西都没有得吃。
They had nothing to eat.
我们吃一餐的自助餐等如他们一个月的所吃的东西。
And one buffet meal for us, it means a month's diet for them.
然后我也在那个孟加拉的那些很肮脏的街道上。
I've also traveled in many of the dirty streets in Bangladesh.
我看到一个小孩子。
Once I saw a little child.
大概2岁。
About 2 years old.
很肮脏。
Very dirty.
坐在地上。
Sitting on the floor.
他们样子都很好看的。
They look pretty.
眼睛大大
Big eyes.
但是很肮脏。
But very dirty.
他就是在哪里了？一路咬他的手指。
He was sucking on his thumb.
就好像我自己的孩子一样。
Just like my little child.
我的孩子也是这样咬手。
Yes, my child also sucked his thumb.
但是我立刻想到，就是他们的命运可能很不同。
Yeah, immediately I realized their future would be so different.
因为我的孩子可以胖胖白白的。
My child can grow very healthy.
但是在那个孟加拉的小孩子，我看到他肚子已经很大。
But But in Bangladesh, I saw this little child with a big stomach.
啊，他肚子大不是因为我们这样子了哈，忠厚而是了啊，因为它里面已经很多虫了。
Because it's all kinds of worms.
啊，他吃的东西已经很肮脏，所以有很多虫生在他肚子里面。
Because he had eaten a lot of dirty food.
啊，我看到他坐在地上，就是很，他也是很迷茫的，就咬手指啊。
And I saw him sitting down. He seems to be rather satisfied, sucking on his thumb.
我的感觉是很深刻啊。
It impressed me greatly.
啊，因为我的孩子跟他一样这样咬手指。
Because my child was just like him, sucking on his thumb.
但是他们不能像我孩子一样享受这种生存的快乐。
But they cannot enjoy the happiness of life.
所以刚才看到很多年轻人唱歌，我也想到这个问题。
So just now I saw so many young people singing, I thought of that too.
在北美长大的孩子多么幸福。
All of us grew up in Northern America.
可以那么健康。
We can be so healthy.
我就立刻想到在贫穷的地方看到的孩子，少年人都没有这样的那一种健康。
Immediately I think of the young people I saw in the poor country. You don't see this type.
也想到在中国，同是中国人，很多少年人就没有这样的生活。
Likewise, in China, many young people in China, they cannot live this kind of life.
好，这些是我走遍这个人间的万水千山。
These are the things that I've seen when I've seen the many different places.
我发觉世界到处都有无尽的探视。
I discover that in the world everywhere there is a limited size.
从孟加拉到非洲。
From Bangladesh to Africa.
到中国。
To China.
到香港的比较贫穷的地区，你都可以看到无辜的人受苦，无辜的人给杀死，究竟人生的盼望在哪里？真理在哪里？怎么让这些人这种困苦的人可以有出路？这个但是当我看到耶稣走遍这个各城各乡，他宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病，他是从来没有停止他对人的关怀跟爱。从这里他打开了天国。天国是从什么开始？这是从耶稣的这个怜悯开始。
It began with the mercy of Jesus. Compassion.
怜悯。
Compassion.
是对他人的苦难放在自己心里面。
And he identified with their suffering.
每一次你想到这样的人的时候，你就不能停下来。
Whenever you think of this kind of people, you cannot stop.
我们在北美看不到这样的人啊。
In Northern America, we do not see this kind of people.
我们就停下来了。我们就很安乐啊，
我
们花很多时间去搞人与人之间的斗争，花很多时间去在工作上要向上爬，我们也是很繁忙的，但是我们繁忙是没有方向的。
But we're busy for no direction.
但是当我们想到世界上有这样痛苦的人，我们就觉得我们太多事情要做了。事实上北美你也可以发现有很多工作可以做。我在留学的时候，我去接触很多大陆来的新移民。
When I was a student, I came in contact with many new immigrants in mainland China.
新移民的孩子们都是很难适应在美国的生活。
Their children find it very difficult to adjust to.
他们从中国的农村来。
They came from Chinese villages.
他们连城市的生活也没有经验过。
They had never experienced a life in the city.
那么，而且还要面对一个讲英文的地方。
Much less than an English.
他们真的这是很困扰的。所以那时候我又组织了一个小的团契，就是专为大陆的孩子们。
I organized a little fellowship for the children.
就是少年人啊。
A young person.
让他们能够适应这个美国的生活。
So that they may adjust themselves to the American.
也让他们能够接受那个同胞之间的互相的帮助。
And they can also receive help from the kinsmen.
然后我到了加拿大住的时候
，Then when I moved to Canada，
我开始也发现原来也有些人样子像我们差不多的人叫印第安人。
And then I also discovered some people they look like us very much, and they were the Indians.
我们从来没有理他们。
We've never paid any attention to them.
我们只有想到他们是喝醉酒的人。
We only think of them as drunkards.
我们没有想到他们心灵有什么痛苦。
We never think of when they have sadness and sorrow in their heart.
到有一天，一个华人的教会的领袖带我去看那些印第安人。
But one day, a leader of the Chinese church took me to see some of these Indians.
那时候他们在那个城市中心的广场有一个示威。
They were having a demonstration in the center of the city.
那时候加拿大的军队在那个 Quebec 正在打算打那些印第安人。
Because the Canadian army was about to wage war against Indians in Quebec.
那么在这个温哥华也有印第安人在示威。
And in Vancouver, some of the Indians were demonstrating.
我们去看看他们。
We went over to take a look.
聆听一下他们的声音。
We tried to hear some of their sayings.
要知道他们痛苦是在哪里。
We try to understand what is their distress.
我们不想像一般的看法，就是说这些人都是喝醉酒的人。
We do not want to dismiss them easily and say they were just drunkards.
也不想说这些人都是没有用的人。
And we do not want to say that they're useless.
我们要看看他们有什么话说。
We want to find out what do they have to say.
他们很高兴。
They were very happy.
从来没有中国人到他们中间去。
Never had any Chinese in their midst.
虽然我们样子差不多。
Even though we don't look very much alike.
但是我们的衣服是很不同。
But we dress quite differently.
那么他就请那个华人的基督徒的上去跟他们说话。
And they invited this Chinese church leader to speak to them.
那个基督徒告诉他你们从我们基督徒看来，你们每一个人都是人。
And that Christian brother told them, said, from our eyes, every one of you is human.
因为上帝看你们每一个人都是有尊严的。
Because God looked upon each one of us and showed respect.
你们是人。
You are man.
不是社会看不起的人。
You're not in the sight.
这些讲这句话的时候。
When he said that.
所有印第安人就啦啦啦啦啦这样立刻欢呼。
So excited.
然后他最后说回愿圣经所讲的话，公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
And then he quoted from the Bible and said, how much we want that righteousness would be like a running river, and justice would be like a sea.
那么那些洪欢，那些印第安人也是哗啦啦啦这样欢呼。
And the Indians were excited again.
我们不应该叫他洪欢的。我们应该叫他印第安的朋友们弟兄们
然
后原来那一次他们这个活动没有人去的，没有其他人去，只有我们去。
No one went into their demonstration except us.
原来那些白人的政客都发现印第安是好像没有什么的价值，没有什么政治上的价值，所以连反对党也不去看他们。
White politicians.They don't think of them of much value. They won't even go and take a look.
反而我们去了。
And yet the Chinese.
我们没有政治的这个想法。
We have no the political barrier.
我们只是因为爱心跟公义而去。
Just because of love, just because of justice, we went.
这个也给我很大的一个经验。
It was a great experience.
我尝试去发现他们痛苦在哪里。
Discover what is their distress.
原来他们痛苦就是。他们原本的整个生活都给打垮了。
Because their original livelihood was completely destroyed.
他们喜欢到那些树林去跑跑。
They want to run off to the forest.
到河流去钓鱼。
Or to fish by the rivers.
过大自然的生活。
They like to live in nature.
但是呢慢慢的发现了树林的树都给砍掉了。
But gradually the trees were being cut down.
拦住了。
Or being put a barrier.
原来要发展这个地产。
Because they want to develop it into
a
real estate.
河流的鱼开始不可以钓了。
And the fish will look good for eating.
要拿牌才可以钓。
Oh, you have to ask for a license because you can go fishing.
那么他们很难适应现在这种现代的生活。
So they find it difficult to adjust to this type of land.
但是他们想到土地本来是他们的。
And they think, well, this land originally belonged to them.
现在都给拿去。
And now every bit is being taken away.
他们完全没有办法。
They had no way.
就好像给整个社会给遗弃的
They seem to have been forsaken by the entire society.
其实他们心中的那一种痛苦呢，平常我们不明白。
So the distress and the sadness we is in their heart is something we cannot understand.
而且每一次他们要表达他们意见的时候，整个的白人的社会都是 distort 他们的 image。
Every time they try to speak out, and the white society will distort their image.
啊，就是我那时候我去看他们，电视也来访问我们了。
We went over to see them, and then the television stations and come.
啊。说问了你是来支持的还是来看热闹啊？
And the interviewer said, "Do you support the American Indians or you just buy with locals?"
我说我是来支持的。
I come to support.
啊，因为我也是少数民族啊。
So I'm also the minority.
啊，我留意政府怎么样对待少数民族。
I try to pay attention to how the government is treating this minority.
那么我也说在 Quebec 了，就常常说他们法国人是这个 distinct society。
In Quebec, many of the French descent who claim that they are the distinct society.
但是他们对他下面一些 distinguished 的有些不同的印第安人就好像不太客气。
But they show no, they show very impolite to some of the American Indians.
Canadian Indians.
Canadian Indians.
那么我讲的是都我有预备而讲，都是讲到问题核心去哈。
What I said, I had prepared to say, so I pinpoint to the.
结果晚上我发现我的访问没有放出来。他们的访问呢，他也有访问，就没有我那一段。他们访问很多走过的白人啊。
They interview some of the white people.
那些人都是说，哎，他们都在闹事的，不要理他啊。
Making trouble, don't bother them.
有一些也是啊，看看热闹好了啊。
Say, oh, just look at them, don't pay attention.
然后那个电视也一路派那些那些同性恋的人呐、流浪的人都去支持他们啊。
And the television will show that the homosexuals and the wanderers, and they would support them.
所以说他们是没有人 support, 没有人支持啊。
So they're trying to show the image they are not being supported.
去支持他们的人最衣服最好是我们的，我们穿了西装去的啊。
And those who support them listen to be the dress.
但是第这个电视故意不放这个。
But the TV delete that part.
要说就是支持他们都是那些没有用的人啊。
They would claim that only those
abusers. 然后访问穿西装的都说他们在闹事啊。
And then they would interview those well dressed and say, oh, they're just trying to make trouble.
但是我们穿了很好西装，他们就不放出来。
Whatever we said, they didn't.
那么我开始发现，哎，如果我是印第安人，给他们这样派的话，一定觉得很愤怒啊。
And I thought to myself, if I were an Indian and they show me this way, I would be very, very angry.
大概这是一种给物欲的感觉。
Something that it's just a cruel kind of trick.
啊，这样我就开始想到什么叫怜悯。
Then I try to understand, begin to understand what means by compassion.
怜悯是我要去了解他们的痛苦。
Compassion, I mean, I have to understand their suffering.
承担他们的痛苦。
And to carry upon myself their suffering.
神的国就从这里开始了。
And the kingdom of God begins from this point.
啊，神的国是神主权运行的地方。
Where is the kingdom of God? Is where the sovereign power of God can be applied.
啊，是人可以遇到神的地方。
And it's where man can encounter God.
这个天国不只是死后的才有的。
This kingdom of God does not depend just on time.
不是死后啊。
It's not after death. It's not something after death.
而是呢，在现在就开始了。
But rather it begins from now.
在历史中开始。
It begins in history.
耶稣说：“愿你的国。”降临。
Jesus prays, "May thy kingdom come."
这是神的国，就从耶稣在地上的时候开始。
And so the kingdom of God begins with the Lord Jesus when he came to this earth.
这个天国就在耶稣的怜悯、行动、医病、赶鬼里面开始出现。
And the kingdom of God begins to appear with the compassion and the healing.
这神已经来临了，来到人间。
Because God already come upon man.
跟人相遇。
And he encountered man.
他遇见人。以承受感受承担这个人类的苦难跟罪恶的欢喜来跟人相遇。
He felt and he also carried upon himself the suffering and the sickness of man. In this way, he encountered man.
这是个开始。
This is the beginning.
就好像面教发大啊。
Was just by the letter.
我有没有讲对啊？
面笑
面笑发大啊。
Just by the letter.
也像这个芥菜种子长大成树。
Or the mustard seed grows.
而这个慢慢的天国的扩大。
Gradually the kingdom of God increases.
形成一种新的生命。
And it becomes a new life.
新的生命是什么？
What is this new life?
那时候在法利赛人有一大套的宗教的方法啊。
During Jesus' time, the Pharisees, they have their own system.
也有他们一套宗教的教条。
They have their laws and dogmas.
你跟从了这个教条，你就是好人。
If you follow them, then you are the good people.
那是当耶稣的国一开始的时候。
When the kingdom of Jesus begins,
他先把这个教条打破。
He destroyed this type of law. For example, the Lord said, "Do not commit."
那么那些法利赛人觉得我没有奸淫啊。
And the Pharisees would say, "I have not committed."
所以他就自义了，以为自己是很了不起。
So he became self-righteous.
我是好人呢。
I'm a good person.
我是有道德的人呢。
I'm a moral person.
没有错误的人。
Do not commit any mistake.
但是耶稣就问他们一些问题。
But Jesus would ask them some questions.
所以说你见到妇女的时候有没有动淫念？
Say when you see a woman, would you lust?
虽然你心里面见到妇女动淫念的时候已经是奸淫。
Said if you have lust in your heart when you see a woman, then you have committed adultery.
你可以没有做过。
You might not have done.
但是你有没有想过？
But whether you thought about it.
还有譬如说我没有杀人。
Say, I did not kill.
耶稣说你心里面骂人已经是杀人。
Jesus said, if you scold someone in your heart, you already kill someone.
耶稣每一次提出这些的律法的最高的标准。
When Jesus, every time when he mentioned this highest standard of the law,
他不是说你现在你要守那么高的律法。
He is not saying that we have to reach that high standard.
如果现在耶稣定一条新的律法，
If Jesus should now bring upon a new law,
说凡见妇女动淫念的就要下地狱啊。
Whoever sees a woman and has lust in his heart, will have to go down to hell.
我看大概全人类都要下地狱。
I'm afraid the whole human race will be in hell.
除了女的。但是耶稣不是定一个新的教条。
Jesus was not setting up a new law.
他而是通过这个律法的最高的意义，让每一个人去反省自己。
But by the high standard of this law, he tried to give us and try to reflect upon ourselves.
当我们反省自己的时候，才知道没有一个人能够达到那么高的标准。
When we reflect upon ourselves, we realize that we cannot really reach God's
standard. 那么我们才能够有忏悔啊，
忏悔啊，
我们才能够悔改回到神那里去。这样我们才有生命。只有一个悔改的心灵才能够回到神那里去。
Only a repentant heart can turn back to God.
不是靠守教条人可以到神那里去。
It was not by the practice of the law that we can return to God.
而是一个常常悔改的心才能够到神那里去。
But rather a constant repenting heart.
所以耶稣是带来生命。
So Jesus comes to bring life.
叫我们有真的这个反省。
So that we can have true reflecting upon.
一个很著名的故事，就是一些人把一个行淫的女人带到耶稣的面前。
And you remember the story of how the Pharisees brought a woman supposedly caught in her act of adultery.
这个是诛奸在床啊。
So that she was caught.
拿来见耶稣，推到耶稣面前。
And they push her right before Jesus.
这个女人诛奸在床。
This woman, we caught her. She was committing adultery.
根据中华民国的法律呢，她是犯了破坏人家的家庭的。
According to our law, they sinned against the law. She sinned against the law.
那么耶稣你怎么看？
What do you say, Jesus?
耶稣很冷静。
Jesus is very quiet.
他只是在地上画字。
And he was writing something on the ground.
就好像高手出鞘之前呢。
As if someone that is all prepared, but he is not yet with his action.
一动也不动。
Without any movement,
突然间啪啪，那人家全都死了。
All of a sudden, he moved. Everybody died.
Move his swords. He saw and then all died. 耶稣好很冷静，没有说话。
Jesus was very quiet. He didn't say a word.
然后他起来。
And then he gradually got up.
我记得有一个电影拍耶稣的时候，就拍耶稣的背后。
I recall a movie when it showed Jesus. It showed his back.
他拿着个石头，
he had a stone in his
hand. 镜头迎着他背面一路走向群众。
And the camera showed that he was walking towards the people.
群众都在看着，看他有什么反应。
And the people was all staring and see how he reacted.
耶稣就没有说你要用石头吊他，或者不用石头来打他。
But Jesus did not say whether you should throw the stone or not throw the stone.
而是他问。 你们哪一个没有犯过罪的，你先掉这个石头。
Whoever has not sinned, you would first.
那个镜头就迎耶稣的背面一路走过去，把石头交给一些人，那些人立刻退后。
The camera showing Jesus was walking toward the people, and he had his hand stretched with a stone and to give them, but the people were withdrawing.
然后又交给这边又退后。
And then he pushed it.Different direction, and those people withdraw too.
没有个人敢说我没有犯过罪。
No one dare to say that I have never sinned.
然后那个镜头就引这个镜面。
And then the camera showed his
face. 很大的耶稣。
Jesus' face.
拿着石头。
He had the stone in his hand.
扎到这边。
He showed this and asked.
你没有罪吗？
Do you not have sinned?
也扎到这边。你没有罪，你先用石头吊人。
If you have not sinned,
最后这个手就递上我们，递上这个观众给观众这个石头说：“你没有罪吗？你先打。”交给我们每一个人。这是耶稣要问，叫每一个人先问自己啊。
Jesus was saying that each one of you, each one of us, we must first ask ourselves.
当我们以为自己很有道德、很善良的时候，
when we think we're so good, we're so moral.
然后去判人家不道德、不善良。
And we judge others and say they are immoral.
但是耶稣叫我们先反省。
Jesus said, first think about consider yourself.
我们真的一点错都没有吗？
Have you really no sin at all?
当我们能够知道自己也有错的时候，
when we come to realize indeed.
我们就要宽恕其他人的错。
Then I will learn to forgive others.
而且通过对自己的错的了解。
And through understanding my own fault.
我们就要对神有悔改。
Then I will have repentance toward God.
当我们悔改的时候。
And when we repent.
神的生命来到我们里面。
The life of God will enter into us.
我们开始进到神的国里面去。
We begin to enter into the kingdom of God.
天国是需要人悔改的诚意。
The kingdom of heaven requires that we have a sincere repentance.
它也成为人与神交往的地方。
And it becomes a place whereby man can have a relationship with God.
这是天国的福音。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
它是人的罪过，人的错误。
But the sins and the fault of man.
是怎么样可以解决的？
Solve this
人类的罪过真的很多。我从小长大，
I grew up from a young,
都发现整个世界一路都有战争。小的时候我看这个小说《西善无战事》是《线无战事》
When I was little, I read in the novel, supposedly there was no war and the West Side.
Western Front,
Western Front.
那我很记得里面所写打仗的时候一个镜头。
I recall very clearly a description of war.
就是那些法军冲过来的时候。
The French army.
那个主角拿他们德军那边就拿这个手榴弹一抛过去。
The main character from the German army throw a bomb over.
那些法军刚刚跑到这个铁丝网哪里去？
French army, they just reached the barrier. And then it exploded.
最后那个法军不见了。
And then the French army disappeared.
就只有两只手拿着这个铁丝网。
And it showed two hands holding on to the fence.
身体不见。
And the body was gone.
这是我小的时候看到的，我小时候想看的也很怕。
This was an impression I had from that novel. It was dreadful.
打仗是很可怕的。
So war is dreadful.
但是我出生的时候是中国的内战刚刚打完。
I was born at a time when China just finishes the.
然后是刚刚开始打这个韩战。
But it was the beginning of the Korean War.
然后在我长大的时候。
Then when I was growing up.
是越南在打仗。
There was the Vietnam War.
中国在治丧长沙是文革。
In China there was the Cultural Revolution.
打完这个越南以后，又发现整个中东一路都打。
After the Vietnam War, the Middle East always having problems.
打到现在。
Until even now.
可能十多天以后了，就打起来了。
Maybe in a number of days, in 2 weeks, and the war.
可能伊拉克的飞弹就射过来也说不定。
Maybe Iraq and it's a missile flyover.
你想大概射这个飞弹，如果真的射来美国如果他真有这样的飞弹可能大概也是射了些比较重要的地方。 什么化学武器的细菌武器的大概都在 San Francisco 那些地方爆的不会射到这个 medicine 但是你知道伊拉克的科技还是很落后他的飞弹呢常常都射错地方所以现在加拿大人也很怕射去这个 San Francisco 可能来了 Vancouver 人的一路都有战争总有人在流血有人在加上人亡妻离子散但是人类好像只是默默的忍受让时间来洗去他的痛苦人类在和平的地方也是互相不信任人不打仗的地方都弄了很多的核子弹他们核子弹的目的不是要打人的而是要怕人家打自己人都是互相提防在1980年、就发现这个核子弹头有151吨的能量全世界
More than billion,
should be 15 billion tons.
15 billion tons of
energy. 那么这样大概平均世界上每一个人可以分三吨这些核子的能量。
Everyone can have 3 tons of this.
这些核子弹的预算呢大概有大概5000亿美金这是500个 billion
they would have in their counting of the financial they would have $500 million
American dollars 这样分起来大概全世界的每人可以分100的美元
100块 divide among the whole world everyone can have $100 US
全世界现在有55000个核子弹头。
In the entire world, there are 55,000
如果有一天终止不打仗。
One day there shouldn't. If there were no war, even if there were no war.
但是那个电脑一算错的时候，核子弹就飞去了。
If computers made a little mistake, the war had.
美国有一次差不多电脑弄错。
US has almost made such a mistake.
只有好几分钟去确定这次苏联的核弹打来是真还是假。因为电脑说苏联的飞弹射来了。那么要在十分钟之内立刻决定是还击还是不还击。不过那时候就想大概苏联这戈巴乔夫不会打吧。所以没有还击。如果那时候有一个傻瓜还击的话。那么苏联就没有了然后苏联的一看美国打来他又一定还击那么加拿大人呢一般都说大概不会打到我们那里去吧但是呢很可能是美国的反飞弹在 中途把这个苏联的飞弹打下来就掉到加拿大去那时候电脑出了一个错
That was due to just a computer mistake.
地球就差不多全都毁灭
And the earth is almost completely destroyed.
这就是人类
This is man.
人类这种的互相的不顺应这种的罪过
This is a sin of distrust among man.
也是人类也有很多这样的痛苦无辜的人给杀死
And so many people suffer for no reason.
在这样耶稣基督是怎么样
Under such circumstances, what would Jesus do?
面对这样的世界耶稣怎么样做
world,
让我们看圣经马太福音26章36节到38节
Matthew chapter 26 verses 26
到38 38.
Chapter 26, verses 36-38.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方叫名叫科西玛利，就对他们说，你们坐在这里等我到哪边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们要在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved, to the point of death.
然后39节，他就扫环前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要叫我的意思，只要叫你的意思。来到门头那里看啊，见他们睡着了。我们读到这里。
And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.Yet not as I would, but as thou would. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping.
这是一个恐怖的晚上。
This is a dreadful night.
在橄榄山之上。
On the Mount Olive.
一个静夜恐怖的小山丘之上。
It was during a very quiet night in the little hill of Gethsemane.
我们看到一个孤单寂寞的耶稣。
We saw the lonely Jesus.
他是忧愁起来，极其难过。
Here it describes him, he was the dreadful to the point of being sorry.
他说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
He said, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death.
为什么他忧伤？
Why is it he was grieved?
因为那个时候他给他最爱的人所出卖了。
Because he was betrayed by one whom he loved.
他为什么忧伤呢？
Why was he grieved?
因为唯一可以和他一同去面对苦难的门徒都睡着了。
Those alone should have been able to face suffering with him, and yet they were sleeping.
那是无尽的孤单。
So there was a terrible loneliness.
他为什么忧伤？
Why was he grieved?
因为世人是如此的愚蠢，用最残忍的方法去害死那个爱护孩子、帮助穷人、医治疾病带来福音的主。
Because man was so cruel, then they would.Suffer and they would kill the one who was supposed to care for them, to heal their sickness and to care for their children.
And also bring the gospel.
And also to bring them gospel.
他为什么忧伤呢？
Why was he grieved?
因为最大的误解与杀戮要临到他身上。
Because the greatest mistake and the greatest killing will come upon him.
就好像历代无数的先知或者圣贤一样。
Just like many prophets.Holy people throughout history.
他面临十字架，
he had to face the cross.
面临鞭打，
faced the scourging.
面临污欲，
he had to face the
污欲啊，就是 insult 他是面正要面对很大的这个痛苦在他身上。
He had to face the greatest sorrow on his own.
这个时候他可以逃亡呢，他可以不理的跑掉。
He could just run away.
他也可以自杀。
He could kill himself.
面对一个很大的痛苦，你没有无可奈何的时候，可以自杀吧。
When you face up such difficulty, you can just kill yourself.
起码中国有这样的传统啊。
China has such.
就是这个屈原呢，没有办法的时候跳河死了。
屈原 he just jumped into the river and killed himself.
耶稣也可以跑掉，像这个中国另外的传统，就是陶渊明这样跑到田园去。
Jesus could just run away like some other Chinese, and they just withdrew into the wilderness.
在田园里面就可以很快乐
And then you can enjoy yourself.
忘记一切。
You can forget about the present.
不要理这个烦恼的世界。
Don't worry about this troubled world.
耶稣也可以跑到山上打坐。
Jesus could run up to a mountain and just contemplate.
多练一点气功。他就不用上十字架也不用面对这个可怕的世界。但是很奇怪。在这个可怖的晚上。
During this dreadful evening,
他做了一个决定。
He made up his mind.
他愿意去承受 十字架的痛苦。
And he was willing to suffer the sorrow of the cross.
因为他无论如何不肯放下离弃这个充满了罪恶但又给他深深爱着的人类。
Because whatever the high price, he could find it difficult to suffer from this world, even though this world is full of sin, and yet he loved it very much.
就在门徒们睡着了的时刻。
So while the disciples were sleeping,
他们想不到他们的主已经做了这样的决定。
They didn't realize their master already made this decision.
这是一个让他们能够得救的决定。
And this is a decision so that they might be saved.
耶稣选择了苦难。
So Jesus chose suffering.
他选择了十字架。
He chose the cross.
他以无辜的生命去承受世界上的人千百年来守株三残呼三残杀的罪恶。
Even though he did not deserve it, but he was willing to carry upon himself all the sins of killing among men throughout thousands and thousands of human history.
他进到每一个受苦的人心中。
He entered into the heart of every suffering.
和他们一起共度同担这个痛苦。
He identified himself with them and suffered with them.
当我们孤单的时候。
While we are lonely,
我们发现耶稣也孤单。
And we find out that Jesus is lonely too.
当我们给人背后陷害的时候，我们发现耶稣也是给人背后陷害。
When we were accused by others unreasonably, Jesus did the same.
当我们觉得这个世界好像很残忍的时候，耶稣也这样觉得。
When we feel that the world is so cruel, Jesus felt like that.
当我们给人鞭打的时候，耶稣也给人鞭打。
When we are being scourged.So was Jesus.
作为一个无限的神
you see this, God,
他进到我们每一个人的心灵里面去
and yet he entered into every one of our hearts.
担当我们每一个人的痛苦
he carried upon himself every of our sorrow.
有俄国有个著名的文学家叫杜斯托耶夫斯基
Dostoevsky. There's a famous Russian literary writer.
他有个故事叫一个荒唐人的梦
He had written a story about a foolish person's dream.
就是这里面就讲到有一个世界是好像很理想的。
And they talk about a world that was very idealistic.
在哪里人与人之间都可以互相无所谓。
In this place and everywhere can just relax.
自由自在。
And you can enjoy yourself.
自由散漫。
You can just do things.
但是互不关心。
But no one would have anything to do with the others.
有一个青年人很想去这样的地方。
A young person, he really wanted to go into such a place.
这个大概是一个比较道家的地方吧。
Maybe it's a place similar to the Taoism.
就是一个大家都没有所谓的地方。
It's a place where nothing really matters.
但是当这个青年人打算去的那个晚上。
But at night when this young person was about to go.
当他要离开这个现实可怕的世界的时候。
When he was about to leave from this terrible reality.
一个小小女孩子哭着跪在地上求他留下来。
A little young girl crying and knelt before him and asked him to remain.
求他去帮助那个重病垂危的妈妈。
He asked him to come and help his mother, who was terribly, dangerously ill.
要把妈妈快要病死了。
And she was about to die.
希望这个年轻人来帮助。
And he asked whether this young person can help him.
在这个时候，年轻人就想，不是一切都可以无所谓吗
？This young person thought, isn't that nothing really matters?
我们都很逍遥吗
？And do we just relax and?
我们都可以什么都不理吗
？We don't have to worry about anything.
但是就在这个时候，他发现那个病的妈妈。和那个哭的孩子。
And yet, at this very moment, he discovered this dying woman and her little girl.
他开始发现这个充满了苦难的世界。
And then he discovered this world full of suffering and sorrow.
事实上，也是他所爱的世界。
It's also the world that he really loves.
结果他留下来了。
And so he stayed.
他和那些受尽了患难的人一起去面对人间的苦难。
He was willing to. Face the reality of suffering of the other people.
无论如何，耶稣不能放下了痛苦忧伤的人类。
So no matter what the price, Jesus was unwilling to forsake the distress.
去独自逍遥。
He could not just live his life as if nothing.
他选择了前去受苦。
So he chose suffering.
以那受尽了鞭伤的身体。
And he uses body full of scourges.
啊，以拿给铁钉穿破的手。
Through his hands was nailed a punch hole.
去拥抱痛苦中的人类。
With his hands, he would hug those who are in suffering sorrow.
啊，去啊，亲吻那个劫难重重的大地。
He would kiss the suffering land.
一个无辜而给杀死的主。
This is our Lord who did not deserve it and yet was killed.
表示他与世界上每一个无辜的人同经的苦难。
It only shows that he identified with the suffering of every person.
我走遍世界，看到太多无辜的人。
I went to many different places in the world. I saw many suffer for no reason at all.
不单在中国看到无辜的 innocent people， 那些无辜的天安门无辜的人。
Not only in China, in Tiananmen Square, I saw the innocent.
我在印度孟加拉非洲很多饥饿贫穷的人里面看到他们无辜受苦。
Likewise in India, in Bangladesh, in Africa, I saw many hunger in innocent.
我是如此的无能为力。
And yet, what can I do?
只能够叫人多捐一些钱到那些地方去。
I can encourage others to give a little bit more of their offering to those places.
但是幸好耶稣在。
Yet fortunately, Jesus is there.
他以自己的受苦承担了无辜人的痛苦。
Through his own suffering, he carried upon himself the
suffering of Jesus. 他不只是把钱带去。
He did not just bring money over there.
他不只是带去帮助。
He did not just help them.
他反而是跟他们一同度过了这个痛苦，让每一个受苦的人看见十字架的时候，发现原来宇宙的完美解释跟他们一样的经过这个痛苦。当耶稣给钉死在十字架上的时候，看来是无可奈何的，也没有人救他。
And no one was going to
他也是无辜的死了。
And he died innocently.
但是三日之后，
But three days later,
这个常给钉死的主，
the crucified Lord,
再次站起来，
he stood up again,
在人间行走。
He rose and he walked among men.
忽然之间人就有了盼望。
And all of a sudden, man has hope.
宇宙完美者跟我们一同度过痛苦。
The perfect one in this universe is suffering with us.
但是他能够再站起来。
And yet he could stand up again.
表示一切有杀死他的个残暴的能力的权力是无能的。
It indicates to us that all the cruel power is powerless before him.
而一切的苦跟罪终归可以转化回新生。
And all the sin and all the suffering could be transformed into new.
所有的苦罪都死在十字架上。
And all the suffering, all the sin were crucified to the cross.
然后他活过来。
And then he was alive again.
可以变成新的生命。他的复活把人生的灾难变成一首诗歌。
His resurrection transformed the distress of man into a beautiful song.
他告诉每一个正在无辜受苦的人说：“我与你同在。”
He tells everyone who will suffer innocently and say, "I am with you."
他对每一个在可能罪过里面生活的人，告诉他们说：“我饶恕你们。”
And to everyone who was living in sin, he would tell them, "I forgive you."
然后他打开了个新的可能性。
And then he opened up the new possibility.
打开了天人复活的一条路。
He opened up a way for reconciliation between heaven and earth.
以他的爱在带人前进。
And through his love, he lead men onward.
这时候人生再次变成一首诗歌。
And then once again, our life can be turned into a song.
在苦难中的人。
So those who suffer.
看到十字架上的耶稣。
Whenever he sees Jesus on the cross,
再看到复活的耶稣，
and we see also the Lord of Resurrection,
然后他们可以再站起来，
and then they can also stand up,
奋勇的前进，
and boldly they can walk forward.
因为耶稣的复活，
because the resurrection of the Lord,
说明一切的患难不是正常的，
tells us that suffering is not normal,
也不是最后的，
and it's not final either.
复活才是最后，
resurrection is really final.
我们要刚强壮胆。
We must be brave and courageous.
跟从这个爱我们的主，
follow this Lord,
以福音去祭应人间，
and we use our gospel to reach the world.
以公义去重寻这个正直
with justice and righteousness, we look for a straight way again.
以爱心去关顾贫苦。
And with our love, we try to show concern for those who are poor.
当耶稣复活以后，
After the resurrection of Jesus,
天国变成我们每一个人的体验。
The kingdom of heaven can be each of our experience.
天国在我们心里面开始。
The kingdom of God begins.
我们也开始有他的怜悯。
Likewise, we begin to have His compassion.
有他们的行动。
And have His kind of action.
我们已经与天上的父恢复了亲情的关系。
Because we have been reconciled with our heavenly Father.
当我们接受十字架救恩。
When we receive the salvation from the cross.
我们生命就从头开始。
Our life begins once again.
从头开始是 不容易的。
This is a new beginning. It's not easy.
但是现在耶稣给我们每一个人都有可能是从头开始。
Yet Jesus makes it possible for each one of us to begin again.
天国成为我们的体验。
And heaven, kingdom of heaven becomes our own experience.
但是天国还没有完成。
But the kingdom is not yet accomplished.
是 already but not yet. 它是开始了还没有完成。
It's already but not yet.
因为耶稣还有将来还要回来。
Because our Lord will return once again.
在他回来之前，天国还没有完成。
Before he returns, it's not yet accomplished.
但是已经开始了。
But it's already begun.
在我们中间。
Right in our midst.
开始。
It has begun.
我们把耶稣的怜悯跟爱心带出去。
We are to bring to the world the compassion and love of Jesus.
我们把十字架的救恩带出去。
We are to bring to the world the salvation of the cross.
天国就在这里开始。
And the kingdom of heaven.
但是它永远没有完成，所以我们永远还要前进。
Since it hasn't been finished, we continue to move forward.
等到耶稣回来。
Until the Lord returns.
当耶稣基督回来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus returns.
给我们盼望。
Give us hope.
告诉我们历史，现在历史不是最后的。
He will tell us that this present history is not final.
现在无辜的人死亡受苦不是最后的历史。
The suffering of the innocent is not the final history.
历史最后是有新天新地。
Final history begins with the new heaven and new earth.
现在我们遭遇的历史一定会改变。
And so the history that we encounter will change.
每一次想到耶稣基督回来的时候，
Every time we think of the time return,
我们就会跳过现实上种种的苦。
We can go beyond the suffering of the present.
然后超越现实回到现实。
And go beyond it and you will come back to the reality.
面对现实。
And we'll face it.
勇敢的在现实上把主的爱带出去。
Very courageously, in this reality, we bring forth the love of Jesus.
人间是有很多地狱。
There are hells in the world.
很多人造了地狱。
Many hells created by man.
但是人，一些基督徒我看到了，就是在地狱里面开始了天国。
And yet I have seen many Christians among the hells, they created the kingdom of heaven.
我记得在印度的德兰修女。
I recall the Mother Teresa in India.
她有一个手下来到香港。
Once she came to Hong Kong.
是一个孝女女孩子。
One of her co-workers, young person.
她跟我们谈。
She talked with us.
她就说，她本来去跟从德兰修女在印度的工作，本来只是个孝女的梦。
Originally she went to follow. Mother Teresa was just like a young girl's dream.
就希望很浪漫的去帮助贫穷的人。
She just dreamed that she wanted to help the poor.
但是去到看到了就吓死人了。
She said when she got there and saw, it was dreadful.
原来譬如说在德兰修女救了那些印度那些最贫穷最饥饿的人回来的时候。
For example, when Mother Teresa was saved, those who were very poor and very hungry.
有些人他们脚都烂了。
Some of them might have their feet all wounded.
把他们的绷带打开的时候，他们里面的骨头都掉出来。
And when you open up the bandage, their bones will fall down.
那些鸟儿就去抢那些骨头来吃。
And the birds will go in there.
其实很可怕的啊，不是很浪漫的。
It's not very romantic.
他第一次他要去服侍一个烂脚的一个年轻人。
The first time when she was supposed to minister to a young person.
那个年轻人的脚一路烂上去就快要死了。
And the wound was progressing. It was about to die.
家人也不要他，把他吊到这个街头。
His family forsook him, and he was there on the street.
那么他们的机关就把这个人带回来。
So their organization and brought him in.
这个女孩子就要服侍这个少年人。
And this young girl was to minister to him.
当他一路解开他的绷带的时候，他臭到一种很特别的味道。
When she was opened up the bandage and smelled terribly.
很难闻的味道。
She could hardly bear.
啊，他快真想离开。
He was about to leave.
但他还是继续的打开绷带。
She continued with the work.
啊，最后的发现，原来打开了绷带的时候，立刻就要跑。
Then she discovered as soon as she opened up the bandage, she has to run.
原来在这个啊。年轻人的脚里面已经长满了那个蛀虫了。
Because it was full of little worms in his foot.
就在转来转去。
And it was there just moving around.
他立刻要走。
She could not stand.
怎么能够面对这样的情况？
She could not face that situation.
但是他忽然之间想到啊，圣经的一句话。
And all of a sudden she remembered a verse in the Bible.
就是耶稣说，我饿的时候你给我吃，我渴的时候你给我喝，我切身肉体的时候你给我穿。
That is Jesus said, when I'm hungry, you feed me. When I was thirsty, you give me to drink. And when I was naked, you clothe me.
耶稣说，当你把这一切做在一个小的弟兄身上的时候，就是做在我的身上。
And Jesus said, if you do this for a little brother, and you've done it for me.
我们爱上帝。
We love God.
我们爱耶稣。
We love the Lord Jesus.
我们就要爱我们身边的小弟兄。
And then we have to love those little brothers about us.
所以，这个女孩子回去替他把蛀虫每一口都拿出来。
So this young girl went back and tried to pick up every of the little worms.
替他洗这个伤口。
And she washed and cleaned the wound.
那个时候，那个年轻人就说。
And the young man said.
Why are you doing this? 为什么你要这样做?
Why are you doing this?
他说, Because I'm your sister, you are my brother, we are all the children of God.
他说, 因为我是你的姐妹, 你是我的兄弟, 我们都是神的儿。
在这样的行动里面, 我们看到天国。
In that action, we see the kingdom of heaven.
我们传福音的时候,
When we go and preach the gospel,
也一定要去帮助人。
We must also help others.
这是时代对我们的责任。
This is our responsibility at this time.
整个时代有很多苦难。
And it's full of sufferings in this age.
希望我们不要把自己困在自己的快乐的生活里面。
I hope that we will not bind ourselves just in our own comfortable corner.
反而把我们生命献出来。
But rather give up our life.
让神用我们。
Let God use us.
耶稣基督在客西马利园把自己献出来。
Jesus offered himself in Gethsemane.
这是他的恩典。
This becomes his grace to us.
他受尽了痛苦。
Even though he suffered to be
grace, 是为了爱我们。
Because he loved us.
我们有什么可以奉献给耶稣?
What can we give back to him?
我们一起低头。
Let us pray.
在我们祈祷之前。
Before we pray.
我想问一下在座有哪一位弟兄姐妹。
I would like to ask in our midst whether there's any brothers or sisters.
当你想到这个世界还有很多人没有听过福音。
When you think of there are so many in this world who have never heard of the gospel.
还有很多人受苦。
And there are many still suffering.
当你想到这一切的时候，你是麻木的，还是你觉得有些事情我们可以做？
When you think of all this, are you numb? Or you think of there's something I can do?
但是当你要做任何事情的时候，要先把你的生命放在神之前。
That if you are to do anything at all, you must first place your life.
让你的生命变成一个祭坛。
And so your life becomes an altar.
让神来用你。
Let God use you.
如果现在你觉得心里面神对你有呼唤，
If now you feel that God is talking to you in your heart,
叫你把生命的主权交出来的时候，
He's calling you to give up your life and put it into His hand.
这是圣灵对你的感动。
I think it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
你反省你自己是不是一个很随便的基督徒？
Reflect upon yourself whether you're just a very carefree Christian.
你是不是一个什么都不理、很自我中心的基督徒？
Whether you're a very self-centered Christian.
或者你已经对在教会很热心。
That you work hard in the church.
但是你的心还没有交出来给神的。
And yet you have never really given your heart.
在这个时候，
At this time,
你愿意把你的心、把你的生命献给神吗？
Do you will? Are you willing to give your heart?
你愿意把你生命变成一个祭坛吗？
Are you willing to change your life into an altar?
如果愿意的话，请你举手。
If you are willing, would you raise your hand?
让我们纪念你。 请举手，请举手，哪一个愿意把你生命献给神的，请举手。还有吗？还有吗？请举手，把你生命交出来，啊，毁身给上帝，感谢主。很多很多人，请放下，感谢主。现在我也要问，在座还有一些人，你生命还没有投到基督里面的。你正在赔回。
And you're wondering about.
你正在想你生命要怎么样走。
And you're wondering what am I, how am I going to walk this life?
但是你发现你心里面还有很多的锁链还没有断。
You realize there are a lot of chains in your heart you cannot broken.
你还有你的怨愤。
There's your hatred in your heart.
你还有很多的过错内疚。
You feel guilty about many things.
你还有很多事情你觉得很不公平，你放不下来。在这个时候，你愿意把你心灵的锁链放下吗？打开你的心，
and open your heart,
让宇宙完美的那个有亲情的主进到你生命里面去。如果你心里面现在觉得有一种呼唤要你打开你心的，这是圣灵对你的呼唤。如果这个时候你愿意接受耶稣基督到你生命里面，让你生命从头来过的话，请你举手，让我见你，感谢主。还有吗？感谢主，感谢主。还有吗？还有吗？感谢主，感谢主。我们看到五六位的朋友现在愿意把手举起来，让他生命有一个庄严的确定，让主的宝血洁净净化你的生命。还有吗？还有人愿意接受吗？请你举手。感谢主，请放下。还有吗？还有吗？趁这个机会，感谢主，请放下。还有吗？感谢主，请放下。还有吗？已经差不多有十位了，感谢主。差不多十位，还有吗？还有你愿意接受主的，请你举手，让我们纪念你。还有吗？好，现在我们做一个祷告。凡是刚才有举手的，请你心里面跟我做这样祷告。仁慈的天父，现在让我来到你的面前。我把我生命的历史都拿出来让你看。我看到我一生里面还是有很多的问题。我可能心里面还有一些苦，沧桑痛苦不能放下。可能有些罪过内疚是也把我束缚。我还是有很多的自我中心。主啊，让我来到你面前。求你解开我心中的锁链。求你打开我心里面的门。
Open the door of my heart.
求你束我们的心。
Please touch my heart.
接近我们的心。
Cleanse my heart.
让我们所有这些锁链都断开。
So that all these binds will be broken.
自由的面对你。
So I can face you freely.
求主，我现在愿意接受主耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩。
I will receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
把过去一个很多问题的我跟耶稣一起钉死在十字架上，然后让一个新的我跟耶稣一起复活过来，会重新活过来，生命会重新来过。主啊，当我在看到世界上有那么多的苦难的时候，
Lord, when I see so much suffering in this world,
看到很多人在受苦的时候，
when I see so many people suffering,
求你用我在这个时代，
I pray that you would use me in this time,
成为你可以用的人，
so that So that I become a useful vessel.
把你当年那一种的慈爱带到其他人当中。
Or give me the kind of compassion you have, so I bring it to others.
也把你的福音带到其他人当中。
So I can also bring the gospel to the others.
让我一生是过一个有意义的人生。
So that my life, throughout my life, will be a meaningful life.
做一个真正的人。
I truly be human.
做一个天国里面的人。
Be a part of the kingdom of heaven.
做一个你所爱的人。
That I will be someone pleasing unto you.
让我一生一世跟从你。
Let me follow you for the rest of my life.
求你把我，让我，叫我放弃我原本所找住的一切。
Please help me to forsake those that I hold onto.
然后自由的让你所用。
So that I can be used to you freely.